You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Man, I don't even know if I want to talk about this. But I think we have to.
What's that?
Have you been reading, Brendan, with that black metal band? I'm not quite 100% sure. I've seen their label in magazines. Is it pronounced Take?
Oh, I've been pronouncing it Taki.
And maybe that's it. I didn't know. I've never heard anybody say it, so I'm trying to read it.
I thought it was Taki.
Everybody knows I can't read. That's why we have you do this. So I figured it wasn't that, but my brain's not very smart. So have you been reading on that?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's your opinion on it?
Some people don't have a sense of humor. Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, then my biggest thing is obviously these people don't understand the black metal genre. And this social justice warrior shit just needs to fucking end.
Well, so what's going on? For people that don't know, enlighten us.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about it.
You don't talk about it on the
air? No, I'm just joking. So this black metal band, Taki, is that
Taki?
T-A-A-K-E?
Yeah.
Which I've seen them in magazines. I've seen their name. I've never listened to them. I actually just listened to them recently just because of this. I want to hear what they sound like.
Yeah.
And they sound just like a traditional black metal band. Not terrible. Nothing to where I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to start listening to these guys. They're, you know, run of mill typical. A lot of people obviously like them. They've been around a while, I guess, early 2000s, I think it came out. So back in 2005 or 2007.
It was like 10, 12 years ago, something like
that. Yeah, so it was a while ago. He had a show. Because is it just one guy? Is that what it is?
No, I thought it was a whole band.
Is it a whole band?
Yeah,
okay. Sure. Well, Jesus Christ, Brendan. The singer decided it would be a good idea to come out in Germany on stage, and he had a swastika painted on his chest that then went down into an upside down cross. So it was the shock value because he's in Germany, which he has even made the statement that it didn't go over too well for him.
Don't they actually have laws over there?
You can't teach your dog to do a Sieg Heil. You get in trouble for that, apparently.
Why would you try to teach your dog to do that?
I don't know. I read that once. Someone did that.
What fucking kind of articles are you looking up?
What about your cat? Is that okay? Though?
That's fine.
Your cat's
good. Yeah, because I know damn well a cat's not going to listen to you to begin with. Cat's like, fuck you. I ain't doing that. So he was in Germany. He decided to come out with a swastika painted on his chest. And anybody that's not familiar with the black metal genre, that's what they do. I mean, not just swastikas.
That's what they do. They do swastikas.
It's just pure hatred across the board. Am I right, Brennan? Anything and everybody. They're going to hate on you for whatever they can because that's the music. It's not necessarily. You can't even say it's a supremacy thing because it's like they'll exploit you for anything they can.
Yeah.
That's blackmail. Most of the time it's about religion, I would say, majority of the time. Mm-hmm. But these guys get crazy, and they like he did. He wanted to shock everybody in Germany.
Right.
So he decided, okay, put my corpse paint on my face, take my shirt off, take the shoe polish, put a big old swastika on my chest, and I'm going to go down into an upside-down cross. Now I've covered all bases. And he came out on stage, and I guess that they didn't like that. So he got in some trouble.
And this is 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, this is a long time ago. Not condoning it, but I mean, what the fuck were you thinking? You're in Germany. I mean, of all places, it's the only place in the world where it's illegal to do that. I mean, fucking, did he get arrested?
I didn't hear what came of that.
Yeah, I didn't either. All I know is he like came out and said that it obviously backfired. So
what do you think was going to happen? Everyone be like, yeah!
No, I think that's good. I don't know. I wonder that.
What do you think? Come on, what reaction do you think he was?
I think he wants people to. I think he wanted people to be mad, but I think it was really mad.
You know what? He could come over here and do that all day, and people would. The most that would happen is people would be annoyed.
You think?
But in Germany,
Yeah, they don't want to remember
that shit. There's actual rules about that.
Right, they don't want to remember.
We don't really have rules about it. It's frowned upon. Right. Whatever.
I mean, you're probably going to get...
But there's no law against it.
Right. Well, they don't want to be reminded that they... All the people that they killed and took over the world. Well, not them, but the... You know,
well, yeah, of course. I get that.
You know what I mean. So I get it why they're like, no. That's fucking illegal. That because I don't even think they can, like, with the Call of Duty games, when they have World War II games, I don't know how they do it, but I think technically they can't even play those games because it's got swastikas in it.
Maybe they get, like, a different version of the game.
And they maybe. I don't know. I've never looked into that.
They put, like, little rainbows where they would have
swastikas. It's just a big fuzz spot. You can't really see what it is, but you know what it is. It'd be a lot of work. Their games cost $150 a game because of all the extra work they had to do to it.
It's just like a little unicorn or something cute instead.
But so they're on tour right now here in the U.S. And it popped up.
Where they can get away with that shit.
Well, apparently not. Not that he was going to come in wearing swastikas. Yeah. Like I said, somebody somehow. And what's that group called? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing
Antifa.
This right. That's how I pronounce it. I wasn't sure Antifa. So somebody in that group in New York started this fucking thing and getting all pissy with the club because they were playing there on their tour.
Right.
And got the show shut down. Mm. And now it's happening just across the country. I mean, he's going to have to leave the country and never come back. That's pretty much what's going to happen.
Could he just not wear swastikas?
Well, he doesn't.
He did 12 years ago.
One time.
In Germany.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. This
I thought he was trying to do it over here.
No. He never did it again. He made one bad decision.
Some people are butthurt about something like a decade ago?
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, he doesn't do this on every show. He only did it because he was in.
Time. I got you.
He was in Germany. He's like, I'm going to piss everybody off at this show. How can I do that? Oh, I've got a great idea. And then afterwards, he was like, that was not a great idea. I fucked up.
Right.
He's like, that was too fucking extreme. Yeah. And a black metal artist apologize? To say, oh, yeah.
Did he really?
I doubt he did at the time.
No, not at the time.
No.
After the backlash, he did. Yeah, not at the show, he didn't. He probably played the show and was like, it's like you, and then left. Yeah. And then afterwards, he's like, I am very sorry that I did that. I apologize to anybody I offended. When you get the corpse paint on, it's on. You can't. You gotta stay in character.
Right, you can't.
You talk with the voice and everything. You don't.
You just have to run with it.
Yeah, it's
no matter what happens.
No matter. You gotta just roll with it. You can't.
I stabbed that guy. I didn't mean to do it. But I have to keep
fucking
going.
Stab you. I hate you. You can't be in your white face and be like,
ooh,
screaming, and then
sorry.
After screaming into the mic, and then the song ends. You're like, thank you very much. You guys are an excellent crowd tonight. This next one is called Satan Loves You, and then start screaming again. You know, they just say off the wall shit. I mean, there's
that'd
been
kind of cool though if they did. That'd crack me up.
It would be. I think that would be. Actually be more black metal to do that because now it's such a scene now.
Yeah.
You have to reverse it.
Just in between, kind of narrate it like a.
Right, because isn't that what the black metal scene? How it kind of started? It was more of a, just kind of a fuck you to every other metal and everything.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like they were going for a terrible sound. You know, they record it crappy on purpose.
Right.
They didn't want good produced records. They wanted it just enough to listen to it. Just audible enough to listen to. But, you know, so.
Do they go as far as to say, this is so obnoxious that we hope you don't like it, sort of a thing?
Because
they don't want the mainstream to like their music.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah, they want. I mean, fuck, I don't think they want anybody to like it if you ask them.
That's what I'm saying. They
don't want anybody.
Yeah.
They have fans, and they're like, fuck you.
All right.
Because they talk about that in that documentary I watched. I don't remember the name of it now. It was Dark Throne? When they started, and they got into the whole Mayhem and all them. And they mentioned that Euronymous owned a record store. And a bunch of them all worked there. So people would come in and see those guys.
Right.
And they'd know, oh, that's the guy from Dark Throne. That's the guy from Mayhem. Oh, my God. These guys are so fucking cool. And they'd be just sitting there looking at the fans being like, fuck you. You know, they didn't appreciate them at all. They weren't like, oh, man, I'm really glad you liked our record. You know, they're just like, fuck you. Just like, I could never imagine being like that.
But it's all a part of the
it
thing.
It is. So
no, that's the real assholes.
Yeah, so one of these Antifa guys found out that he did this 10, 12 years ago.
Right.
And mm-hmm. and now the motherfuckers can't play anywhere. Everybody's canceling. They were playing at the Riot Room.
Oh, really?
On March 31st, and an article popped up on my phone on the 21st, which was that Tuesday or Wednesday? I don't remember. Either way.
Yeah.
I just remember the date because some hip hop artist was playing at the Riot Room,
uh-huh.
and he cancels his show the day of his performance.
He was supposed to be
no, the rapper's performance. Uh-huh. He canceled on the day of his performance because Taki was playing there a month later, and he was mad because they hadn't canceled their appearance.
Yeah.
Which is like, what do you care?
Yeah.
It's good publicity to be butthurt.
I guess.
Do you know that?
But I asked John about him because I'd never heard the guy's name before. I can't even pronounce it.
Right.
I just figured he was like a nobody and he had zero ticket sales.
Did John know who he was?
Yeah. He knew exactly who he was. He was like, oh, no. He's like, he's legit. And I'm like, oh, I figured he was a nobody. I'm not in the rap scene, but I kind of know names.
Just, you're in the rap scene.
I'm in the rap game. Let's be real.
It's a whole different podcast.
Yeah. Empathica hip hop coming at you.
No.
But I just, like I said, I didn't see the name. I haven't seen him anywhere, but apparently he is a known person. So I guess I was wrong on that aspect of it. I guess he probably had maybe plenty of ticket sales, but who knows? I just figured, I don't know, I just think it's kind of ridiculous.
How long are you going to hold this over?
Yeah, over somebody that wasn't going to be making hardly any money anyways. Do you think that band was going to come in and they were going to sell out these clubs?
No.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, I mean, shit, we're going to be there next weekend for the Destroyer 666 show.
Uh-uh.
You know, are they much better? Haven't they gotten in trouble for shit like that? Not necessarily swastikas. I think they've been accused of Nazism.
Well, yeah.
And but somehow they seem to turn the tide on the people that accuse him. Because this was earlier or in 2017. They did a show, it may have been in Copenhagen, maybe. I don't know, it was up northern Europe. And he was talking shit to the crowd and like saying how he hates all the men because they're all pretty much all a bunch of pussies since they came from Viking descent, but they don't do shit anymore.
Yeah.
So he's like hating on him, and there was some metal web design, and I'm pretty sure it was a pretty big one.
So wait, so they're all pussies because they don't carry around swords and kill people?
Still? Yes, yes.
They should still be doing that.
Yes.
They should still be doing that.
Yeah.
You have to conquer new lands.
Yes, keep conquering. Never stop. Never stop. So somebody wrote an article about him in one of these big metal zines, and it was a big one. I just can't remember which one it was. And was like calling him a Nazi and this and that.
Yeah.
And they retaliated somehow.
Uh-huh.
But the magazine had to issue a fucking apology.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was just kind of like, that's just the black metal scene. It's just pure hatred across the board. And I've done that with bands we've played on this show. There was a black metal band we played within the last 4 or 5 episodes. And when some of these bands I get from promos from their underground labels. So I'm not in contact with the bands. But what I do is when I put an episode out, I usually go to the band's Facebook page because everybody's got one.
Yeah.
And I'll send them a private message and I say, hey, your record label sent us a promo of your band to play on our show. We played it. Here's a link to the episode if you're interested in checking it out. And that's all I do. And most of the time I get a response back saying, oh, you know, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
There was one blackmail band. I can't remember which one it was. But when I clicked on the message, because you can preset stuff when you send a message out. Where you'll automatically get a note from them.
Uh-huh.
Like it may say, we take a long time to respond, but we will respond, I guess, just so you're not like butthurt that they didn't answer right away. Their thing popped up and it said, you can go ahead and leave a message if you want. We're probably not going to respond because we really don't care on how you feel about us. So I was like, oh, fuck. So I sent them the thing anyway. I never heard anything back. But they were just straight up. In other words, they don't care. You can be given, you're the best band in the world. They don't fucking care. You tell them they're the worst band in the world. They don't fucking care. They're not going to respond. And they didn't. I'm giving them free publicity, and they're like, don't care.
I guess it makes it easy for them. They never have to respond.
Yeah. So, but I just did it. I not even thought that. I was like, why am I even wasting my time?
You should send another one and be like,
you guys are assholes. I wish I could remember which one it was, but I can't. I'd have to go back through the show notes and figure it all out. But it's just funny. It's, I don't know. It's just getting crazier with this internet shit. I mean, you can't do anything. You can't do anything as a joke anymore.
No.
Everybody gets their fucking feelings hurt. Like, you know what's funny? I keep waiting at work when I got my speaker playing, and I'm playing something gnarly through it that I'm waiting for Mitch. I'm waiting for Mitch to complain. Because have you been in his office when he's got music playing?
And
it's like elevator. He like listens to elevator music.
You don't know. It'll be like, you know, like Japanese, they have those big like sitar type things that they play, and they're like, bring, 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 bring. It'd be like if you've ever gotten a massage, the ambient music noise that they play. That's what he listens to all the time. Yeah. I don't know why.
I just sound like I pissed into something.
Pour my water.
Do you remember when we played some Porno Grind at work? I don't think you were there, but it was turned up and it was playing in both rooms. So I don't know the band or who it was, but they're playing out, I guess, an anal sex scene.
Oh, I remember you telling me, but I wasn't.
And you hear this couple, they're like, oh yeah, and the girl's like. I'm like, oh god, I like ran over and turned it down.
Yeah, because customers can hear anything that we're playing because we're in a big open area and they park right next to the paint side to get estimates. So anything I'm listening to, they can clearly hear. Or if we've got the big stereo on, because I can cut off the speakers on my side if I don't want to listen to what they're listening to. But
well, most of the music's fine because you can't understand what the fuck they're saying.
Right.
But then when it came to stuff like that, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, he put it on Porno Grind one day on a Friday and was just playing Porno Grind through the shop. And I was like, I was even over there at one point going, oh, man, dude, we got to turn this off. Because I can understand what they're saying, but I know most people can't.
Yeah,
but I can. I'm like, noise. Oh, no. I was like, we got to fucking turn this off. I came around the corner. I'm like, come on, guys. We got to turn this off.
You played it for half hour or so.
Oh, yeah, I think it was longer than that. Yeah. It went on for a while. And me... You know, I listen to extreme music, and I don't care, but I was scared. I was like, oh, God. I just kept waiting for some old rich person to pull in and be like, then look at me like I'm the one playing it.
How come no one gets mad about that stuff?
I don't know.
It's more acceptable to...
Yeah, I guess.
Whatever.
Shoot cum into pigs. Didn't one of those bands have a song like that?
I think there was...
pig sperm. Something pig sperm.
No, it was embalmed.
Embalmed in pig sperm. Embalmed in pig sperm.
Yeah, something like that.
Disgusting. No, at work, it's just I keep waiting for that dude to come around and be like, get pissy with me or like complain because of the music I'm playing. He just seems like, cause I already know he doesn't like me.
Is he your boss?
No, fuck no. He's a goddamn estimator. He ain't shit.
He's an asshole.
He's a fucking asshole. Yeah. We all have bets on how long he's gonna last.
I can go and ask something of someone and they'll come right over and check it out. Every time you ask something of him,
he's gonna,
you're just going to have to wait on that.
I got
stuff here to do. It's like, dude, just get the fuck up into your job.
Right. You know what really pisses me off about him? It's not even that he won't talk to me or acknowledge that I exist. I can deal with that. It's
that he drives a H3 Hummer.
That's another one.
That's a big
step. Have you noticed his shirts are like two sizes too long? You need to pay attention because they damn near hang down to his fucking knees.
It's because he's like overweight and he's trying to hide.
Yeah, but you know what? You're a goddamn estimator. You need to look decent because you're dealing with customers.
Tuck your shit in.
I don't care if you got a gut. Tuck your shit in.
Right.
It hangs down to his knees. And it's like, dude, you look like a slob. You look like you're in a fucking nightgown and you're dealing with customers. And he's probably what? He's in his late 50s. 50s, late 50s.
No, he's like mid 50s, I think.
Is he mid?
Because when he talking about, he's like, I want to do this for a few years and retire.
Yeah. So he's at least mid-50s. So I'm just like, dude, man, you're a fucking slob, man. Come on. It just aggravates me. I can look like a slob. I'm getting dirty working.
Right.
I don't have to tuck my damn shirt in. Yeah. But this dude, it's like, you need to look presentable.
You're in an office.
Yeah. If I was in the office, I would either have my shirt tucked in or I would wear a properly length shirt where it would look fine untucked.
Uh-huh.
Not down to my fucking knees. To where I could not wear pants and just wear cowboy boots and be fine.
Maybe he'll, like, slide in on his socks one day.
No just pants, slide in, no slide pants. Across the paint prep area into the body side.
Yeah, with just a shirt on.
Yeah. Maybe that's what he wants. I don't know. But he won't even acknowledge me. Like,
oh, no, he don't. He, yeah.
No, he'll walk into my area and I'll be like getting a car ready. Uh-huh. And John will be in the booth and he needs to ask a question or give us a ticket. And he'll walk in and he'll like do this. He'll look around the shop for John. He'll look at me. And I'll look at him, and he just turns around and walks away. Like, he will not come over and be like, hey, I got this ticket for you. Because, yeah. Like, Kayla does that.
Right.
Or Brent's bringing me a ticket. He's like, hey, I got this ticket for John. I'm going to put it here. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah. This dude is like, looks at me, he's like, nope. I have no idea. I've never talked to him.
I think he's, like, scared of you for some weird reason.
Probably.
But you don't talk to me either. I think I'm guilty by association.
Oh, maybe.
I'm a nice guy.
I'm not. I'm an asshole at work.
That's what I'm saying.
I am.
He sees me talk to you, and he's like, ooh.
And a lot of it, I do it on purpose. I'm just a dick. Because, I mean, you guys know me. I'm not a dick outside of work. I have a good time. I don't like being pissed off. But at work, I have no problem just being an asshole to people. I'm not an asshole to you, Travis. I'm not an asshole to Brian or John. Everybody else, though, I'm just like, I don't fucking care.
I found out, though, you don't have to necessarily be an asshole. Because I do this with other people there. As I just don't. I don't acknowledge their existence.
Yeah.
And so then they just leave you alone.
Right.
They won't say hi. They don't say bye.
Nope.
I don't say anything. They don't say anything.
No, but I actually walked into his office recently because Kayla was in there. Rick was obviously in there because him and this Mitch guy share the same office. There, the four of them or the three of them are sitting there. I don't know if Brent was in there or not. No, it was just the three of them. They're all just sitting in there. And I was leaving for the day. So I went in and clocked out and I walked through and I just kind of like stuck my head in the door. I said, I'll see you guys tomorrow. And Kayla's like, bye. Rick's like, see you tomorrow. And Mitch just sat there and kept tapping on his keyboard. I'm standing right next to the guy. I had to talk over him to say bye to everybody else. And he just didn't even.
That's the great
part. I didn't hear nothing.
That's the great part of being on a team with Brian is I let him say bye to everyone. And I just kind of act like
you're just
doing it for everyone.
Yeah. You're just like a shadow.
Yeah. Brian's like, all right, see you guys. And they're like, all right, see you guys.
Yeah.
But
and you're following, right?
Yeah. I just walk right behind him.
And
don't say anything.
Yep. Yeah. No, I mean, I usually try to say bye to everybody. You know, just if
fuck them.
I don't go out of my way if they're standing there and watching me walk out. Like, see you tomorrow. Yeah. You know, usually I don't like. When we went to lunch, was it then? No, I don't. Either way, one of these days I left a little early because we got done. Oh no, it was bowling. It was Thursday night. I went back, got changed. I had already clocked out. Went back, got changed. Went back to my prep area to get my bag and my jacket and stuff, and then I just walk out of the building. You know, I didn't like go back up there and be like, oh, see, I just I'm out. But yeah, I'm an asshole at work for sure. But they're so fucking.
I bet you Brendan's like super talkative, nice guy.
You know, I was wondering that at work. I mean? Is there
like everyone knows who he is and he's.
Are you just like super nice to everybody at work? Are you just like invisible?
Yeah, I try to be.
Try to be invisible? Yeah. You just don't want to fuck with anybody?
Like, if someone walks by me, I'll say hello or say goodbye.
Right. Do you think they walk by you, and you're like, they're like, hey, and you're like, hi? No, and they're like, God, that guy's a weird motherfucker.
Probably.
Or they're like, who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that guy? I've seen him here for fucking years. I don't even know who he is.
I don't know his name.
Does he really work here?
I don't know what he does.
I don't understand. He's in the uniform. I just don't fucking get it. Everybody just like, is Brendan the type of guy that you'd offer candy to because you're afraid that he would... kill you?
What?
Wasn't there people like that that you would do that to?
Yeah. There's some people that are so scary that you know one day they're going to come in and shoot up the place. So you got to be nice to those guys.
Try to get on their good side.
Give them some candy, do whatever. Give them a hug. I don't fucking know. Just whatever. Just so when they come in and shoot you.
You may be on, you're on the bottom of the list.
They'll be like, just. You know, shooting everyone, and then they'll look at you and they'll just kind of nod and keep going. Pass you over.
See, that's how Guy would be at our job. The dude's name is Guy.
Yeah.
And I make it a mission in my life to stay on the top of this dude's list.
Really?
Oh, this dude's a fucking piece of shit. Travis, here. This is a great story.
I kind of made him mad one day.
Oh, this was great. So, Travis borrowed a tool from him. It was a...
Some little socket.
It was an adapter.
To make
a different size fit on this socket. And nobody had one but Guy. So,
Travis. Actually, I didn't even get it. Dylan Guy. But anyway.
Either way.
Yeah. I used it.
He borrowed it and he broke it.
Yeah.
So Travis goes back over to the guy and says, hey, I broke this. I'll get you another one. You know, right thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Guy said, no, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. So Travis says, all right, cool. Walks away. A week later, our snap, and this was a Macco tool?
Yeah.
This is a Macco tool. So okay. It's $20.
That was nice. Yeah, it was a decent tool.
$20, little part. Not a big deal. Travis offered to pay for it. He said, no, don't worry about it. Okay. So the next week, Snap-on comes in, which is probably three times as much for the same tool. And he goes around to everybody to see if they need anything, and he gets back to Guy, and Guy's like, yeah, you need to go to Travis and tell him to buy me this part. Which, one, it wasn't a Snap-on. Because even if it was a Snap-on, you hand it to the Snap-on guy, and he hands you a new one because they're a lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
And the Macco's the same way, I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
Right.
But he doesn't know any Macco dealers.
Yeah,
so he's just kind of fucked.
Macco
so the Snap-on guy, which nobody likes, like he doesn't even come to our building anymore.
Yeah.
He's done. We got him gone.
We literally told him to quit coming.
Right, because nobody likes him. He's so a fucking dick. So he goes to Brian. He's like, which one's Travis? And Brian's like, why? He's like, well, Guy said he has to buy a part for him. He's like, well, that's Travis over there. He's like, you're not going to fucking bother him because he's working, and we're not buying no fucking part for him.
Yeah.
And the Snap-on guy's just like, he doesn't know what the fuck's going on, so he just storms off.
Yeah.
So they're going back and forth for like a week.
Well, he keeps bothering me, like,
you got that tool.
He came up on... And at this point, I was like, you know, I'll pay you back or whatever you want to do for it, you know. So, but he kept hammering me. He came up to me. It's like Friday, and it's like 3 o'clock. I'm trying to get shit done, you know. I'm in the middle. Let's get shit done. I gotta get out of here.
Right.
He's like, hey, blah 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 about the part. I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? So I go, I don't have any money right now. So I pull my wallet. I go, look, I have $2. I give him the $2. She's like, well, that's not enough. I go, I took it back. I'm like, oh, well, then. Forget it. So,
well, that was the thing, though. Now at this point,
it's weird because he
didn't want the tool.
It's weird because he
wanted money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now he wanted money. He didn't give a fuck about tool.
The whole thing was
he
weird.
He wanted money.
The whole thing was weird because he went from like zero to like, you need to bring me back. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought we were cool. And then, yeah. And so, of course, now that he's being douchey, Steve comes up with the
idea
to be douchey as well.
Here comes the plan. So I'm like, all right, Travis, here's the deal.
I didn't agree to this.
No, you did agree to this. So I was like, look.
Reluctantly.
I'll go to Harbor Freight, and I'll buy the tool, Pittsburgh, and you can give them that. They're lifetime warranty. There's Harbor Freights everywhere. Uh-huh. He doesn't obviously ever use the tool.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't use hardly any of his tools because he fucking sucks. But... I was like, I'll go buy him one. I'll pay for it, but you got to give it to him because it's not an expensive.
It's like a $4 one.
Oh, no. It cost me $4 for a whole set of them.
Oh.
I got a whole set of extensions.
Of
he
like
only needed three or four different sizes because the one thing's in there.
Yeah.
So I went out and bought it. I'm like, gave it to Travis. And I was like, give him this and see what he does.
And so I don't want to get it. I'm like, dude, he's going to not be.
Oh, I knew he's going to. The dude's going to lose his shit. So I'm just yes.
So one day. So I had these tools sitting there. I haven't given it to him because I know it's not going to work out. But one morning, there's a car parked in the way on the lot. I need to move this car to get to my car. They're parked too deep. And so I go to all the boards around the whole friggin' place. Can't find the keys. I go over to him. Do you have the keys for this car?
Oh, no, I don't have keys for that car.
I'm like, okay, great. So I go in the office, I ask Kayla, I'm like, where are the keys to this damn car?
Oh, Guy's got them.
She literally gets up, goes over to his box, gets the keys, and hands them to me. And I was so fucking pissed because I spent like 15 minutes.
Oh, he's mad.
You know, I'm not getting paid by the hour on this job, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker, and I think I walked out, and I was just like, stupid motherfucker, and you know, just cussing or whatever. And so... What happened?
So let me tell you from my perspective.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you from my perspective because I watched this. I didn't know that any of this was going on. I'm like standing there getting ready to prime something, and I'm like putting my gloves on. And for some reason, Guy had came over to our side because he works in a different part of the building. They moved him to a different part of the building because he sucks so bad.
Yeah.
Like, nobody even wants to be around him because he's such a fucking slob. So he comes over there, and here comes Travis back in the building, and he goes...
Did he ask about the tool again? Is that how it started?
No, no. You go, here's those fucking keys for the car that you said you didn't have, and you fucking, you like, threw it at him.
No, I threw the sockets at him.
Did you? I thought you threw the keys, too.
No, I needed... Yeah, I probably threw the keys at him, too.
You threw the keys at him. He's standing there dumbfounded. Like, he doesn't know what's going on. And all of a sudden, and I'm watching through a big doorway. The doorway's big enough to drive a car through, but that's okay. And I'm on one side of the wall. They're on the other. But they're in this door, and I'm standing there watching. And all of a sudden, here comes Travis back with the set with sockets. The set of sockets was for him, and just drills guy in the chest with him. He's like, here's your fucking tools, and he throws him, hits him in the chest, and Travis storms off, and I'm just standing there with my mouth open like, I'm like, oh my God. And guy is like looking at the ground, looking up, looking at the ground.
Like he doesn't know what's going on.
He's computing on what just happened.
And it's so like, sudden.
The circuits like... in his brain are they're frying. And he goes, he just yells out,
I'm the other side of the shop.
And by
now.
This time,
like
he is
50 feet away.
Oh yeah, Travis is far away, and he picked him up, and he goes, and the voice he used, it was like, it was hilarious. He's like, "Fuck you, asshole!" It got like high as shit, and he like threw him back over at Travis, and then
like in my direction,
in his direction
hit me with them or anything.
And he's like, he goes, fuck you, asshole. And he's looking at the tools first. He's like, these aren't going to fucking work. And he like threw them. That's when he threw them because he saw that they were Pittsburgh. And he lost his shit. So then Brian spun around. He was like, get the fuck out of here. Starts yelling at him. And they come into my area and they're like face to face because Brian's like backing them up and just pointing like get back to your side of the fucking shop. Get the fuck out of here. And guy's like trying to be a hard ass. And this dude's mid 50s.
Yeah.
55, 56. Yeah. A little fucking... I don't know. He looks like a fucking caveman. Like, he's just not right in the head.
Yeah.
And Brian's just like, get the fuck out of here. And the dude's like trying to be a hard ass with him, but you can't be a hard ass when you're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to get in Brian's face. So I just like stepped in behind guy. I'm like standing right behind him because if he was going to try to do something, I was just going to fucking grab him. And I'm just standing there waiting for him to do something. And Brian just pointing, just get the fuck. And then all of a sudden, our manager comes over and he's like, he's all, stop yelling. He's all freaking out.
At one point, he called Brian. He's like,
you're a dickwad.
He's like, you're a dickwad. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I haven't heard that one since sixth grade.
Yeah, I was like, wow. All right. So he ended up fucking like, he like turned around and saw me standing right behind him and he kind of like jerked a little bit because I guess he didn't know I was there. Yeah. So then I guess he was pissed at me. But so he ends up finally storming off.
Yeah.
And then
that's the end of it.
No, because then he called the higher ups.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He called higher ups.
So he went above our manager and like called like district managers and shit. Travis didn't give me my money. Like crying. So the district managers call our boss and was like, what the fuck is going on? Because they don't want to get calls from any employees.
Especially about shit like this.
Yes. So our manager's getting in trouble. So blah, blah, blah. He finally tells Travis, just pay him the fucking money. Give him the $20. And Travis like, I was been trying to the entire time, but this guy's being a dick. So Travis goes to the bank and brings him $20 in pennies.
Actually, my wife did for me.
Yeah, he texts his wife, and she got $20 in pennies. And he went and set them all on his toolbox. And the dude flipped his shit again. So Brent gave him, our fucking manager gave him a 20. And took the pennies, and then I think our parts guy gave Brent a 20 and took the pennies because he I guess he has like a big jar of pennies. He's like, just fucking give it to me. And this is the problem with our shop because they baby people like that. And so I said, hey, motherfucker, that's currency. You're the dick. You know, take it to the bank, cash it. Oh no, don't cry, guy. Here's a 20. Which if he would just said that from the get go, when Travis went in, was like, hey, I broke your tool. I'll get you another one. If he was like, just give me a 20 and we're cool, Travis would have had his 20 that week. This wouldn't have drawn on for 3 weeks. That's what it did. It was like a 3-week process.
He's just an asshole. So we just started to be assholes too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody just being assholes.
Acting like 5-year-olds.
Yeah, pretty much. But a grown ass man. It's so fun, though. It's just so fun.
And it was all your ideas, Steve.
It was. I started a whirlwind of shit. And it was just like, I'm just sitting in the, everybody's mad at each other, and I'm in the back going.
But Steve goes, well, I didn't know you were going to yell at him when you give him the sockets.
No, I didn't know he was going to fucking throw them at him.
I was just pissed off about the keys.
I figured you were going to be like, oh, here's those sockets. I went and got you this. And he'd be like, what the fuck? This is not going to work. And you're like, oh, dude, that's all I got. You know, but no, you went and threw them at him, which I'm sure didn't feel good bouncing off his chest. Because I would have been mad as fuck if you did that to me. I'd have fucking chased after you. But he was so fucking, he's so fucking dumb.
Dick one.
Ah, fuck you. It was just like, oh, man.
good times.
It was. And I'm sure it's going to happen again.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Yeah. Sometime. You want to play something?
Sure. Let's play Atonement by the band Entity.
Daquan.
That was Atonement by the band Entity. They are out of Lubbock, Texas. They can be found at facebook.com/entitymetal. And they apparently have a album coming out March 18th.
Pick it up.
Pipeline Entertainment.
Yep. Thanks to Pipeline Entertainment for sending us their stuff. And I want to apologize for my voice probably sounding weird on this episode. Travis kept me out till fucking 2:30 in the morning.
That sounds a little gay.
I said kept me out, not kept me up. I'm like, we're fucking sleeping together, asshole.
Weird.
I had to went over to St. Me and Bill went over to St. Louis and hung out with him. And yeah, what was it? What was that first bar we walked into? We walked right back out of.
So this, we went to this bar. It's 6 o'clock
in the evening.
In the evening, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We go in this bar. There's nowhere to even sit.
No.
Yeah. Holy shit! I'm like, let's go.
Yeah. We walked in, walked to the back, turned around, walked out. It's like, so fuck this.
We went to another bar, and
that was cool.
It was just your typical bar, or whatever. And we go in there, and there's there's not a lot of people. We go down there, and we have a few drinks. I'm not joking, though. By the time we left, there was nowhere to sit in this bar.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had our checks sitting there. Uh-huh. Like, we had closed our tabs and whatever. And we were just talking, and I guess a lady saw that our checks were sitting there.
Yeah.
And she comes up, are you guys leaving soon? And what Bill say to her?
Oh, she goes, how did she say it? Oh, are you guys leaving? Because I'd like to take the table. And he goes, well, I don't know if you're going to fit this table out the door. And he, like, tried to pick the table up. He's like, it's kind of heavy. You know, he's, like, being a dick. And she's just, like, staring at him like.
And then I put on my jacket. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here if she kicks her ass. She's, like, 50 or something.
Yeah. But it's funny because she was doing exactly what we did. Because they had a sign that said, please wait to be seated.
Uh-huh.
Well, Travis just walked in and got a table. He didn't wait. So we're, like, because we went to the bar first and got beers. And we just walked to this table and sat down.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this lady
came. It's a fucking bar. Why do I have to wait to be seated at a bar?
Did you see the sign?
I did.
Oh,
he didn't.
I
didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Even if I did see it, I'd be like, this is a bar. This is not a restaurant. Uh-huh. I'm going to go sit over
here. Well, the funny thing was, I just figured, because it was like, when you first walked in, you had the bar right there, then a bunch of tables, and that sign was in between that.
Uh-huh.
But then there was a bigger place in the back with a bunch of tables.
Uh-huh. That looked so when like, I saw, more like a restaurant.
Yes. And when he sat down in this area, which I would consider a bar area,
yeah.
You like know, I kind of looked 10 over,
feet from the bar.
Get my beer, I look over, I see him sit down. I'm like, oh. I guess we didn't have to wait for a table. And then so I sit down. I don't say nothing. All of a sudden, a waitress comes over. She's like, if you guys need drinks, just I'll get them now. Like, yeah. She was pissed.
Because
she probably went over and yelled at the reception. When did you sit these people here? And she's like, I didn't. And she's like, you lying bitch.
Have you ever walked into a bar and you had to wait to be seated?
Yeah.
Really?
At Vespers.
Oh,
they do that now, weird. Which
yeah.
is weird.
Yeah.
Because they didn't used to. And used to go down and
just go sit wherever.
Doing that, I walked in. I was like, what the hell's going on around here?
Yeah.
And then I saw the sign. Like,
yeah, because we did that. Jesus. We walked in. It was me, the old lady, the kid. I was with my dad, a bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
We walk in. There's nobody in the front. We walk around, go all the way back by the bar. Because, you know, it's all fucking nice in there now.
Yeah.
Walked around looking for a place. And all of a sudden, lady walked up to us. And she said, are you looking to be seated? And we're looking to sit down. We're looking for a table. It's like, oh, you have to go back up front.
Uh-huh.
And we got to seat you. And my stepmom was like, there was nobody up fucking front. And I started yelling at her. And it was from that point on, it was fucking game over. Shitty serve. I mean, it was just, I will never. If I'm going to go there, it'll be just to get beer. I'll sit at the bar because their food was terrible.
Yeah.
And one of the guys I was with got a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. And it came out on a fucking hot dog bun.
Really?
I shit you not. Not joking. I'm not exaggerating. It was a fucking hot dog bun that they opened up and put that in there. And he was like, what the fuck is this? And he called him out on it. You know, he's just like, this is a fucking hot dog bun. It wasn't even a bratwurst bun. It's a fucking hot dog bun.
I walked into a restaurant once and there was no lady there to, sit uh-huh. you.
Mm-hmm.
It was a restaurant, not a bar. I stood there for probably 3 or 4 minutes. I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I just walked right out.
Right.
Why? If I can't even get seated, you know, it's not like it was so busy. There's nowhere to, you know.
Right.
There's just literally no one standing there to do their job. It's like, if they can't do that, what makes you think they're going to be able to serve you food?
Yeah, what's the service going to be like?
There's just so many places around here. Why deal with that shit?
Right.
I'll just walk right next door and get some.
Well, and that was a funny thing, too, because I just ordered wings. I just got their wings.
Uh-huh.
And they're the whole wing.
Yeah.
And my, me and the old lady were on our own ticket. Everybody's on their own tickets.
Yeah.
My stepsister, she got wings as an appetizer I guess she got a meal and wings, just whatever. Well, they brought all the wings out on one plate.
Yeah.
Because I ordered a pound of wings. Or a pound or 2 pounds, whatever I ordered. I think I ordered 2 pounds. And she ordered X amount. And they bring out a plate. Here, we just put all the wings together. I was like, well.
Why?
I said, my wing, that's my meal. I'm like, yeah. How do I know which is mine? I don't know. You know, I want my serving. I don't want to eat theirs. Yeah. I don't want them eating mine. That's my fucking dinner. And she's like, well, it's actually every 4 wings is a pound. So I had to, like, pick off my fucking wings and put them on my own plate. I was like, you know what? You guys go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
I think even my daughter got, like, their macaroni and cheese, and she was like, this is terrible. And it's like, how do you fuck up macaroni and cheese?
Who knows? Especially for a kid.
Yeah. A kid, they're so easy. She was like, this is terrible. Fuck. Yeah. Let's play another one.
All right. Name of this band is Scarificari. Or something like that. Someone else pronounced that.
You've been trying.
Let me see. Who is that?
They're from Portugal.
Oh.
Scarificares.
Scarificare?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what that was either. Okay. Sorry, fellas.
The name of the song is Crystal Skull.
The priest is calling, the spirit is sweaty as die.
That was Crystal Skull by Scarficari.
Sure.
They are out of Oporto, Portugal, and they can be found at heldprod.bandcamp.com. That's spelled HELLDPROD.
Yeah, it's their record label too, I believe.
Yeah. Held Broad Records.
Is that how you pronounce it? That D in there was like throwing me off. It's like, why is there a random D in there? It's like, ah, these bands and their crazy names, you damn kids.
It should be an E before it or something.
Yeah, it's like, ah, I know you're trying to be different and trying to, probably because there's already a label named that or something, but it's just like, I don't know how to pronounce this and it's making me angry. I need a mobile Brendan with me. So when I'm seeing stuff like, Brendan, what the fuck does this say?
Translator.
Yeah, Brendan the translator. But he even gets stumped from time to time. Yep. What's next?
Next is Gravehuffer playing the song Your Fault.
1960s represented the last burst of the human being before he was extinguished. And that this is the beginning of the rest of the future now. And from now on, there'll simply be all these robots walking around, feeling nothing, thinking nothing. Right now, being erased, and soon nobody will really remember that life existed on the planet.
That was Your Fault by the band Gravehuffer. They're out of Joplin, Missouri, and they can be found at facebook.com/gravehuffer.
Right on.
Cool.
Now, this next band, can you pronounce this one for me?
Mora Prokaza.
Okay, that's how I was pronouncing it.
Yeah.
Not really, I'm just lying. No, that's how I did. So they hit us up on Instagram, and or they start following us on Instagram. So usually, normally, if a band starts following us, I usually click on them and check them out. And I went to their Bandcamp page and listened to a song, and I was, like, really impressed. So I hit them up and asked, hey, you guys care if we play you on the show? And they're like, oh, absolutely. So I went to buy the album. It was $1 for the digital download. And then it was $7 for an actual hard copy, but it's coming from Russia. So it was like an extra $5. So $12 and you get the hard copy. I was like, well, fuck, I'll throw more money and get the hard copy. Yeah. So I bought it through the Bandcamp, and then it gave me the digital download too. So I got to listen to the album, and it's fucking killer.
Did you get the hard copy yet?
No, it hasn't come yet. It's been like a couple weeks too. It's going to be a while. But yeah, what's the name of this one we're playing?
The name of the song is Satanic Hymn.
Hey from Belarus, I'm Firmakan from Mora Prokaza Band, and you listen to our songs on radio. They ruin your black hearts and stay fucking black metal. Hail Satan. We'll be right back.
That was Satanic Hymn by Mora Prokaza. They're out of Minsk, Belarus. They can be found at morehate.bandcamp.com.
Yes, excellent, excellent band. If you like black metal and you like the song, just go to their Bandcamp page and at least fucking get the digital download. It's a goddamn dollar. It's awesome. Awesome with a B. Awesome. Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. What's next?
Band called Verza, and the name of the song is The Traveler. Was The Traveler by Verza. They are out of Traralagon, Australia. Traralagon. Whatever. They're from Australia. And they can be found at vahrzaw.bandcamp.com.
Awesome. That's a good band, too. I listened to that actually yesterday in the car. That was a. Did I put on there who sent us the promotion on that one?
Blood Harvest Records.
That's right. Sent that one over, and I was like, ooh. Because usually when I'm downloading the albums to...
That's what you did.
Ooh. Fucking A.
I'll usually play them. Because, I mean, I do get promotions from bands that just don't fit our format, which is a rarity. Actually, I get a lot. Everything that I normally get sent is in our wheelhouse, but sometimes I'll get some weird rock, like a lighter rock radio, super radio friendly, and it's just like, yeah, I just pass on it. But so I usually, I mean, obviously I see the logos, I know they're gonna fucking fit, but I like to give them a listen while the files download and listen to a song or something. And I was pretty impressed. I was like, these guys are fucking killer. So one more left for you. If you like the show and you want some free stickers, what's so funny?
Nothing. Still on about them stickers.
Yeah, we've got a fucking ton to get away. We gotta give them away.
They're free, damn
They're
it.
They're free, okay. Brennan.
You just mad because you don't have any?
Yeah. Yeah, I took his away from him, I think.
Fuck him, because he's laughing about it.
I know. God damn. If you want free stickers, we'll fucking send them to you. Send your address to empathicaradio@gmail.com, and we'll get some in the mail for you. If you're in a band, oh, that sounded weird. Band. I don't even know how I did that. If you're in a metal, hardcore, punk band, whatever, you want to get played on the show, unsigned, independent, send it to the same email address, empathicaradio@gmail.com, and we'll get you on the air. You can follow us on Instagram @empathicradio. You can follow me on Instagram @empathicasmitty. We have a Facebook page. Just type in Empathic Radio. You'll find us. Leave feedback. We'd like to hear if you like us, if you hate us, because we're like black metal bands. We don't give a fuck. We
don't care about anything.
We don't care.
We don't even want you to listen.
We are on Spotify. You can stream us there. You can subscribe on iTunes if you want. You can Google Play Music.
The fuck is that?
That's the Android version.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, Podbean is our hosting site. You can stream from there, but your best bet is just to go to Spotify. It's fucking free. Follow us there. Do whatever. Brennan, let's end this.
All right. Last band we got is called Cardiac Arrest. They're out of Chicago, Illinois. And you can find them at facebook.com/cardiacarrestdeathmetal. And the name of this song is Become the Pain. Yeah.